Overnight, the British government released an out-of-court settlement with 16 former Guantanamo Bay detainees who are alleging that Britain's domestic and international spy agencies knew of or arranged for their torture. British officials say the settlement will avoid an expensive court case and allow MI5 and MI6 to concentrate on national security. But a human rights analyst who's written two books on torture says it's likely that the Obama administration pressured the UK government to settle and that the case may have implications for Australian Guantanamo detainee Mamdou Habib. Michael Otterman is the author of American Torture and was recently a visiting scholar at the Centre for Peace and Conflict Studies in Sydney. When I spoke to him earlier, I asked him what he'd heard about the size of the undisclosed settlement payments.
I've heard in the millions, certainly. One individual will receive $1.6 million US dollars. So in terms of the amount, that's kind of what we're looking at.
Well, the government lost its case this year to have intelligence information on the Guantanamo detainees suppressed. How important do you think that was in bringing about this settlement?
I mean, that's really key to everything. I mean, there was to be hundreds of thousands of documents. They were ordered released back in May. And to avoid this very embarrassing paper trail, which would reveal, just how closely the UK and US forces, and specifically CIA, colluded with each other when it came down to torture in Guantanamo, but also other US torture sites, say Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, where, you know, in conversations with Mamdou Habib, he's told me that he heard British voices there and Australian voices. So, you know, perhaps these documents would have shed light on that as well. And so at the end of the day, they did this settlement to avoid this very public airing of just how deep the collusion went between the US, UK, possibly even Australia.
Well, the former detainees were suing the heads of both MI5 and MI6. How worried would the UK government have been about that?
Well, I mean, what they wanted to avoid was this long, protracted legal battle where, during discovery processes, these documents would slowly come out. It would be embarrassing to the UK government and its allies. It would shed light on U.S. use of torture, which the Obama administration has been quite successful at avoiding. In the U.S., there's been suits from former detainees, including one of these same British detainees, Binyam Mohammed. The suit in the U.S. was dismissed under national security grounds, under what's called here state secret privilege. And so the stakes were very high. None of the cases in the U.S. have proceeded due to having it thrown out under the state secret privilege. But the U.K. decision back in May that actually said state secrets are important, but when it comes to human rights, that's actually more important. That threatened to undermine this whole regime of secrecy.
So do you think there would have been pressure on the UK government from other governments to make sure that it settled this case rather than let that information come out?
Quite clearly. I mean, the US probably bear the brunt of the pressure on the UK government because there's hundreds of thousands of documents at stake. They would have undergone some type of redactions and so on and so forth, but the US probably has, you know, the most to lose because, again, we're responsible for Guantanamo. We set it up, and I would expect the US putting the most pressure on the UK.
This case, of course, sets no legal precedent in the United States or indeed in Australia, but do you think it could have an influence on cases being brought in the US?
Well, it's possible. Actually, as I speak right now in New York, there's a jury deliberating on the fate of one former Guantanamo detainee. You know, the jury, no doubt, might hear about this recent decision, and that may indeed sway them. So it could have real impacts in things that are happening right now involving former Guantanamo detainees. And it may also, I think, impact the case of Mamdou Habib.
Well, he's in fact suing the Australian government on the exact same grounds that as the British Guantanamo detainees. So what influence do you think the British settlement could have on his case?
Well, I mean, Habib, just as the UK former detainees, they don't have specific evidence of, say, of a UK officer torturing, but they're suing on collusion. The documents have already proven that. What's already been released, that the Australian government was very much so aware where Habib was.
Of course, the UK government made the point that it would have difficulty arguing its case because of the security and secrecy issues that would arise from it trying to mount a defence.
That's true. I mean, when you do, sue intelligence officials, there are very strict secrecy precautions, and people have to testify behind walls and as elaborate things. That's not to say they don't work, though, and governments, certainly in the U.S., hide behind these secrecy laws. And so while there are, you know, real concerns, you know, you don't want to give away agents, you know, secret agents' names, but I think there's a real abuse of this excuse.
Well, the UK Justice Secretary said there was a danger that the public's confidence in the government's adherence to human rights was being eroded. Does this settlement restore it?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. These former Guantanamo inmates who have suffered, there's no doubt in my mind that these individuals were tortured. So it is good to hear that they will be compensated in some way. But it's also a win for the government because it keeps these torture papers under wraps.
That's Michael Otterman, a human rights consultant and author of American Torture, speaking to me from his home in New York.